Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think.
So wait, let's
try and see if the listener can guess who our guest is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh, I could have done it with just my laugh. I reckon that would have been spotted easy.
What's your laugh? So go on, how do
you got to make me laugh.
Okay. Why did the baker have brown hands?
Oh, it can't be a joke.
Well, that's how I'm going to make you laugh.
Oh, okay, go on then.
Why did the baker have brown
hands? You haven't got a great track record with that, Jamie.
Yeah, I do. Why did the baker have brown hands?
Because it's a gingerbread man.
No, because he needed a poo.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Wait, so your laugh is really distinct?
I guess so. It's just a bit weird, really. I got a few different laughs for different...
Can you do an impression of her laugh, Jamie?
Yeah, it's quite bad. Gone.
I don't know what you're...
Just do it. It was like...
But at least you're quite a giggly person as well, which is a good thing. You're like me. We laugh at like a lot of things, right?
Yeah, everything and anything, to be honest.
Yeah, that's because me and you, we love life. Francis, he hates life.
I hate it.
He hates it.
Oh, no.
He hates it, everything about it.
Yeah, he wakes up in the morning and goes, God, I just really hate life. Me and you, we wake up and go, do you know what? We love life.
You skateboarded in.
I did.
So how do you hate life that much?
I don't
if
hate
you can
life.
Skateboard in.
In fact, I probably love life more than anyone.
Oh. Prove it.
More than anything.
Yeah, come on then.
More than anything.
Did
prove
you actually skateboard in
there, so
or
lucky.
Did you spring it in?
We're so lucky to be alive, you know? Right? Like, yeah. Just think of all the other people who just like never even got to be born.
True.
That is actually true. I always think that because out of all...
Way
the,
more people.
Yeah, because there's... When your mother gets impregnated by your father or by a loved one... It's true.
Well,
there's loads of...
Obviously.
There's loads of sperm that goes out. Obviously, that's how... Lucy, listen, this is how life works. Anyway, so... loads of, basically, what happens is two people have sex. Normally, they're male, female. Father...
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know...
Normally.
When they have babies, it's male, female. Father ejaculates into the woman's vagina and semen goes in there. Semen swims towards the egg and then a baby is born.
So all the friends... Didn't get it. That's
no,
it really.
there's a 9 month gap.
Oh shit! Yeah, there's a 9 month gap. I forgot about that big
gap. The baby just didn't get born. Imagine if that was the case. Shit, that'd be intense.
But the point is that think of all the millions of sperm that we were with, and you were that one sperm that made it to the egg first.
That's quite nice, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah,
well, I guess so.
Hello everyone, welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate and sort of details of our lives. Hey, in the studio with us today, Lucy Donlan.
Hey.
Lucy, how do you pronounce your name?
Oh, it's actually with an I-E, L-U-C-I-E, so
Lucy.
It's not with a Y.
No, I meant your surname.
D-O-N-L-A-N.
Donlan.
Donlan.
That's what I said, Donlan.
Yeah, that's right.
Donlan.
I thought he was asking me how to spell it.
No.
Do you know Lucy's middle name? I do.
Lucy... D'Angelo.
I like that.
Donlan.
You're making words up like me now.
No, it's Rose. It's Rose, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey,
an English Rose?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, Lucy's actually one of the coolest girls around. Way cooler because Lucy surfs and skateboards and all these different things.
So do I.
Yeah, well, listen, I know you do, but not many people do. But you're a surfer, aren't you, Lucy?
Yeah. I've been doing it since I was like 14. But I randomly got into it. I had a lot of like boys as friends at school and they were always surfing and stuff.
A lot of boyfriends?
Like, they weren't boyfriends. I mean, I wish, but I was a saggy mug when I was young.
Wait, hold on.
A saggy mug?
What's a saggy mug?
Like a bit minging.
No, really? Like,
there's two ways of saggy mug. There's someone like a bit minging, a bit of a saggy mug. Or, you know, when you like chill in the evening and you like go and put your saggy mug clothes on.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's two ways of saggy mug, really.
Yeah.
But you
yeah.
Wait, right,
so wait, so which one were you?
I was a saggy mug minging back then.
Really?
So I didn't have any boyfriends back then.
Do you have any pictures, proof?
I was quite...
Can you show us a picture?
I probably could, actually.
Yeah, let's see.
I was so much bigger than I am now.
Lucy, I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. There's no way. You're very beautiful. There is no way that you were a saggy mug back then. There's no.
Jamie, would you say you're a bit of a saggy mug these days?
I was never. Do you know? I went through. But when I was in my teenagers, I went through a bit of a saggy mug period.
I think everyone does.
Shit. When I was like 14 to like.
When you had the lip ring.
Did you?
Obviously, I never had a lip ring.
Yeah, you did have a lip ring.
I never
had a lip ring and dyed black hair.
No way.
Yes, you did.
He did. He was a goth.
No, I never
had. Have you still got a scarf from the ring?
Lucy, I promise you, I never had a lip ring.
He used to wear skinny jeans, like the ones that like they're like black and white striped skinny jeans. He looked like he was in a one of those.
Well, like Beetlejuice.
Halloween.
Wears.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I used to love Beetlejuice. Did you? That was such a good film.
Yeah, he wore the trousers.
Lisa, I'm going to tell you now, anything that comes out of his mouth is a lie.
I'll probably believe it knowing me.
Don't believe him. But I went through a period of like 14, 16 where.
Why is he so ashamed of that period in your life?
Never ashamed of it.
I've seen pictures.
You have not seen pictures. But I went through a really bad period where I didn't look very. Pretty, not that I'm pretty now, but I didn't look that good looking. And I remember looking at myself in the mirror once and just going,
"He's fishing for compliments." He wants you to say that he's pretty now.
I think you're a bev.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Do you know what a bev
a
means?
Perv. I agree with you, Lucy.
Do you know what, Francis? Lucy, why don't you explain what a bev is?
Do you know what a bev is?
A delicious beverage.
Nope.
A bev. Bev, no, I don't.
Okay, so it's another made-up word.
Oh, right, yeah.
But it's not really made up, to be honest. It just kind of
Well, every
out
word's
one
made
day.
Up, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I think I should add, like, my own dictionary, to be honest.
Yeah?
But this one...
What would
one,
be the first word in it?
Bev. I think
really?
It
You'd start with the B's.
You'd
start with the B's.
Yeah.
You wouldn't start with the A's?
No, because I haven't got anyone for that one.
Yeah, I agree with
so
you.
It wouldn't be an alphabetically organised...
No,
dictionary.
That's the whole.
Wait,
point.
Hang on. But you explain. So, just quickly to all of our listeners, by the way, Lucy came on to you were on Love Island this year, and you came on and stole the show straight away from the beginning. Fuzzy, can we also what the fuck happened? You should have stayed until the end. I don't know why that happened. That was the producers being crazy.
Oh,
but anyway, you stole the show from the beginning. You were wonderful. You were beautiful. You were charismatic. You were interesting. You were interested. All these different things, and you did come on. And
you were interesting. You were interested. Yeah. These wonderful things.
Yeah, it was all wonderful things. And then, but Lucy came on with a new word and trying to make this new word happen, which was Bev. And
I got ripped for it.
Yes, because it's the shittest word I've ever
heard.
But
I literally have used it in my family for like 5 years. It was a thing so way before the show.
It's
so.
Centuries. It's been for centuries.
It's vintage Lucy Donlan.
Yeah, it really is. It is a really, like, it's been going for so long. My sister uses it. My family uses it.
Were they all like, yes, when you started using it?
Yeah,
and then,
but people kind of watched it, were like, they knew what I was on about because they know I've used it for so long.
Yeah.
So they didn't really be like, oh, she's trying to make it a thing.
But were
they
you
were just
trying
like,
to...
oh, she's just being herself normally.
Were you hoping that it would be sort of adopted by the nation?
I don't really care. I use it anyway.
Is everyone
Some
saying
people,
it?
Some people, like a lot of like my really nice fans, they've been using it. They'll come and be like, oh, you're a Bev.
But
so that's quite cute.
But you're not nice fans, don't use it.
No, is they keep saying, stop trying to make it a thing. Oh my God, she's trying to make it a thing again.
Wait, hold on. Like, but also, you still haven't explained what a Bev is to Francis. What's
so
a Bev?
Basically, my dog's called Bevnish. She's like a little chihuahua. And she's a girl. And she was always humping my other dog, which is a boy. So obviously it should be the other way around. So she was always doing that.
Dominant girl, like that.
Yeah. So like she was a bit of a hella. And there's this road where me and my sister always drive down. So when the surf's good, there's always like the guys getting changed. Like when the surf's good. So we're like, oh, the surf's good today. Let's drive down the road. So we asked our mum to drive down the road one day. And she was like, stop being like Bevnish the dog. So it's kind of like us being like, boys or something. And then it kind of like was started to be like Bevnish Road, and then it just was short for Bev. So every time we have a boyfriend, it's called a Bev.
I quite like that.
So that's the Bev story.
Yeah.
So I just want to go back to something Jamie said then. So you said a dominant girl, I like that. So is that, could you elaborate
dog?
On
I love it that you stored that. You were so polite. You allowed Lucy to finish her story, stored it in your head and then resorting back
to it. Because I'm very intrigued. So you're into being dominated by women.
No, I think that.
Is that it?
No, I like strong women.
Tied up and.
I like strong women. That's
like
what
when
it is.
They step on your balls with a stiletto.
I just like strong women. I think strong women are like a good thing.
Would you play the, what's it called? The baby and then they like whip you.
What? Where does he get it from?
Yeah, these kind of facts. The thing is, also, you know how you can't ever imagine something unless it's happened to you. That's why it's happened to Francis. He enjoys all these.
Well,
so
it's well known.
Stepped on by.
No, I'm not into that personally, but I was very intrigued. A very revealing Freudian slip there.
Oh, hold on one second.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Come sit down and relax. Welcome to Private Parts.
Got such a beautiful agent, Lucy.
She is a Bev, isn't she?
She's a Bev.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just talking about Bev.
Everyone says that when she comes in, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What comes into any room?
Everyone fancies her.
Hey, just putting it out there. I didn't say anything. I was the cool one who just sat here. That's why I'm not the one like you who go out there and just, you know, but I make it known. I stay mysterious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm mysterious. Do you think that, Lucy, do you think I'm mysterious?
I guess so.
There we go.
I guess so. Because I still haven't asked you about how you hurt your leg yet, so that's mysterious.
Do you know what? It's just aloof. Don't need to tell you, so I still say... I injured it dancing. I injured it dancing. That's all
that
happened.
Are you good at dancing?
Well, no. I was doing a TV show called Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh,
I hurt it while jumping up, and I tore the muscle in my foot. So now I'm in this boot for ages, which is the most upsetting and annoying thing. Hey, you can't... No, because it hurts up there. That's where it kind
what?
Of... Yeah.
On your knee?
A little bit.
I thought it was plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, but everything's connected.
So how long does it take to heal?
They say probably about 2 months. Have you ever injured yourself really badly? Surely surfing, skateboarding? Because you're such a tomboy, right? In the sense of like you don't care, you roll around, I've seen you on your skateboard falling over and you just get back up and you don't even care.
Yeah, no, it's quite funny really, but I don't really care about that kind of thing, I guess.
Have you ever been badly injured?
The weird thing is, I don't think I've really been awfully injured, but like when I've surfed abroad a lot, I've cut my feet up a lot because you're walking across reef a lot to get to the good surf spot. So that you cut your feet a lot, but that's quite normal. I guess I've slipped my ankle open before with my fin. That was quite bad.
Do you not worry about sharks?
No, because I always think, you know, if you just get eaten by a shark, that's how you're meant to go, so...
Absolutely not. That's not how... I could no way think like that in
any way. I think, like, if a shark just came up and ate you, kind of like, fair, yeah.
Fair. You know what? Fair. That's actually right.
I mean, you don't want to be scared of it, because it's kind of like getting in a car, isn't it?
They say you're more likely to win the lottery than get eaten by a shark.
Well,
but
okay
then
them.
Someone wins the lottery every week, don't they? So...
Also, Lucy, I want to find out. So, with you, Lucy, as well. So, you live down in Devon.
Cornwall.
Got it right.
Cornwall, girl.
Cornwall. You live down in Cornwall. What do you think? Do you like city life or do you like country life better?
Oh, definitely country life. I've been up here for like 2 weeks and I really need to go home.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. It's like a different way of life down there. You can't even explain it to people. You just feel like a lot more normal and chilled and you just can go back home and like relax. You can go out and walk the dogs on the beach and it's like chilled
in Cornwall.
Yeah, it's just like so quiet and so nice. And like up here, I was like, everyone's walking around like work and stuff,
just gagging for it.
Yeah,
they're just gagging
but down
for
down there
it.
Everyone's kind of just like this guy, hello. And everyone speaks to each other down there. Like I walk past people here and I'm like, why didn't they say hello? But at home you would stop and have a chat with someone.
Yeah, we're here, you'd look like a stranger or like a weirdo if you say hello on the tube, which is
I
not
think
a good
people
thing.
Do think I'm a bit weird if I smile or say hello to them.
But do you find that actually being in a small community, people are a bit more in your business?
I don't know. You kind of just see anyone, really. Like, even the old woman walking her dog, she wants to talk about your dog or something. Yeah. So it's kind of like, whatever. It's just random people.
Have you ever come across Andy Jordan?
Yeah, he's a Bev.
Is he a Bev?
Yeah, he is a
Bev. Is he a Bev?
Yeah, he surfs.
Yeah.
I think anyone that surfs is kind of a Bev already because he's actually a good surfer.
What about is he? I've never actually seen him surf. Actually, he's decent.
Is he?
I've seen him surf. He has a crack. Do you know what I do though? Let's just let you know. Does this make me a Bev? Even though I'm already a Bev, as you said it.
Well, you don't surf.
I bodyboard.
Oh.
What's about that?
Oh no.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Oh, a bodyboard.
That's like there's surfers and then there's bodyboarders.
But
surfers are way cooler than bodyboarders. I'm gonna have to sort you out here.
The way your tone just happened there, you went, there are surfers and then there's bodyboarders. Mm. And I'm
but
one of those.
I surf and I bodyboard, but there's a subculture of bodyboarding which is cool.
There only is if there's a shore dump and you can go and get smashed on the shore. With your bodyboard.
I was subscribed to a couple of bodyboarding magazines when I was younger, and they are bodyboarders are actually cool as well as.
What did you get with them? Free flippers?
Yeah.
<I'm> cool.
I love that. I subscribed to a bodyboarding magazine.
I'm sticking up for you, you loser.
So you're both bodyboarders, then?
No, I'm more of a surfer, but I do bodyboard as well. Hey, I just love the water. Anything that I can do out there, I'll do it.
Hey, listen, Lucy, we've got to stop there for the moment because what we like to do in the podcast is Francis gives us a question of the week. So, Francis, let's have the question of the week.
Okay, what is the official language of the United States?
American.
American?
Yeah. English.
It's not a language.
Isn't American?
It's an accent.
It's an accent, yeah. Lucy, yeah, stick up for yourself there. Yeah, yeah. Fuck you, Francis. Yeah. 100%. I'm going to go for... I reckon it's the Indians, right, in America. They were the ones who had the land. So it's got to be, I reckon, Navajo Indian.
Oh.
Navajo, one specific tribe is the official language.
But it's something to do with the tribes.
We'll take your land, but you can keep the language, the official language.
Do you actually know the answer?
Of course I know the answer.
Do you know like random facts like that then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why he
does
it.
See if you believe him.
Hey, but also, we can't find out. You've said...
You've said
English, American English.
I would just say American.
I've gone for...
I think that's a language because it's an accent to the language. So I'd say that's American language.
Okay, you've gone for American. I'm going to go for Navajo Indian. We're not going to be right, but we're going to find out in part two. But for the moment, ladies and gentlemen, Lucy, I now got to read you my diary.
Oh, how lovely.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Get ready. Sit back, relax, hang out. Just chill. Here we go. Saturday. I love a wedding. I love the coming together of people. I love the songs we sing. I love the food, the drink, the dancing, the love, but I especially love the speeches. Sometimes I sit by myself and even daydream about giving my speech at a wedding. And I'm not even joking when I say this, but I begin to tear up at my own imaginary speech.
Hey, didn't you talk about your speech last week?
This is a different one. That's how excited
really and... dining out on that speech, aren't you, mate?
That's how excited and emotional I get about it. I literally cry when thinking about my speech at my wedding. So on Saturday, when I was at
When I was
at a wedding...
Weird, isn't it?
And
you cry when you're thinking about your speech at your wedding.
Yeah, yeah, because it's so emotional.
I cry everything. So
you don't even know who you're going to marry yet.
Yeah, but it's the point of what I would say.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's sweet.
So you're planning it before you've even...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're actually going to read us your wedding speech?
No, just wait, relax. Just you chill. Here we go. So on Saturday, I was at a wedding and everything was ideal. The church service was stupendous. The food was scrumptious. The company tremendous. But then when it came to the speeches, the moment that I can make or break anything, I was ready. Hands were itching to clap. My glass was ready to be raised. And laughter was held like soldiers in my throat, ready to explode at any moment. I was prepared.
Wait, what was going to explode in your throat?
Soldiers.
Like the ones you eat?
No, just in the army.
Oh, what, they were going to explode in your throat?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a bit...
Laugh like laughter.
A bit racy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I was prepared to be the best customer to receive any speech. And boy, oh boy, did they deliver. Now, the family were Welsh, so of course they had a Welsh accent, which for some reason made it funnier. And the best man, who was also the younger brother of the groom, began to tell a story of when the groom was 17. The brother basically said this. He came downstairs one morning to a horrendous smell. He got to the bottom of the stairs to see the groom's, his brother's, jeans and pants in what only can describe as tatters all over the downstairs loo, and the smell was horrendous. It stank. He ran to the kitchen concerned and asked his mum, "What the bloody hell has happened to Ed?" And in truly motherly fashion, she replied, "Ed is not well." He then ran to his dad and said, "Dad, Dad, what the bloody hell has happened to Ed?" And his dad turned to him and said, "The bloody idiot went and got pissed and shat himself."
That poor boy. It
was honestly the funniest speech I've ever heard in my life.
That is hilarious.
But he felt sorry for himself then, didn't he?
No, he didn't, Lucy. It was just very funny.
But why were all these soldiers exploding in your throat? I didn't get that.
It was a metaphor of laughter.
It's a good
sounds
poem.
Sounds like something like a gay thing.
Hey, listen, that's the end of part one. Lucy, you got to stick around for part two. You ready for it?
Yeah.
We'll see you in part two.
Part two.